Hello out there to my crowns. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownwins.com, crownwins_com on Instagram and crownwins Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show. Hello out there to all my crown ones. This is Rebecca, aka Crown Riri, and this is a Crown Talk mini moment. Hello out there. I know I've been missing in action from the Crown Talk podcast, crownwins.com. I am currently getting my bachelor's degree in human services and working full time, and it is taking a balancing toll on me, and I'm trying to figure out how to balance everything. Podcasting and creating content is a passion that I discovered maybe, I don't know, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I'm just trying to figure out how to keep that flame ignited. Yes. and so I decided to just hit record today and speak, because that's what podcasting is or was originally. Now it's just about the tea and the tell-all and everything else, but the core of me wanting to do a podcast started with me just having a voice and wanting to speak about things or feelings or awarenesses that I have about myself that I'm sure the crownwins out there have as well. So this is the Crown Talk Podcast. I'm going to call this The Roots, and I'll share within the recording of why I call this The Roots. So if you don't know, I am a new plant mom. I have a couple of plants that I care for, I love. I try to make sure that they have the sunlight and the water that they need. And I'm learning how to, I'm probably not even using like the right word, how to take them out of the pot and put them in a new one. And 2 weeks ago, I had a Mostarda, which I love it because it's my first one of two. I bought two at the same time. And I've had it for like a year and a half, and it's been sitting in this pot and it's been growing. But lately I felt like, it needed to be removed from the pot. So I took it outside. I was trying to like shake it out of its original pot. And it was like holding on to the pot. Like the roots were like, they're kind of like being root rotted when they're just like stuck to the pot. And I was like, we have to get you out of here. Like I need to move you to another pot. And I don't know if there's any other plant moms out there that talk to their plants, but as I was trying to figure out how to get this plant out and also be mindful of its roots, I was just like talking to it like, hey, we need to get you out of here. We need to move you to a bigger pot. I promise, like the next pot that you get, it will be big enough for you and your roots. I don't want to break any roots from here. I just need to move you. And so after I was doing that, I picked up the plant. I shook out the dirt and it was still holding onto this pot. And so I grabbed the bottom of the pot with both my hands, which I love doing this. It's like playing in dirt, my inner child. I was so excited. I picked it up and I was like feeling all these roots down below, like this pot that has been growing for the past 2 years. And I was like, I wonder, is this how like God feels when he's like trying to like move us to like something bigger and better? It's like we're holding on to what we know. We're holding on to what feels comfortable. And a part of us may feel scared to move on to the bigger and better thing. And so we grab hold on to our, I want to say like our knowing. We grab onto what we know. We grab onto what is comfortable to us. And so when the thought of us moving on or uprooting ourselves to do something new, it's like, excuse me, like, no, I'm good here. This is comfortable. I'm good. Like I'm still growing. The Mostarda was still growing from the top, but the bottom the importance, the roots was the problem. And I didn't really realize that until I uncovered the roots and had to, again, take both my hands and like pick up this machada and like shake like the old dirt off of it. And these beautiful roots just like bloomed underneath. But I would have never noticed that. Number one, again, I'm a new plant mom. So I was like, well, the top is fine. Like, as long as it's blooming, we're good. But no, the roots are also as important as the bloom. Crown moment. So yes, the roots are important just as the bloom. That might go on a t-shirt. I think it might. So like, that's why I love doing podcasts. So yes, that just came to me again, just thinking on God's end. Not now, I'm his like his assistant, a secretary, a coworker. But I really put that in perspective when I was taking the machada and moving it over to a bigger pot and having to just dig my hands in that dirt and like grip it and just like get like all the old stuff off of it. And these beautiful roots were just like congested and together and growing among each other. And that happens to us in our life when we are very, very comfortable, which I've learned in counseling, being comfortable doesn't mean it's healthy. But just the thought, like, you know, like I'm good here. Like I don't need to do anything. That happens to me a lot with my work and also with school. Before I got my associate's degree, I was very comfortable just working and being home and taking care of my animals at the time. But there was a part of me where just like, well, what if I just get to a bigger pot and learn something new? What if? And those what ifs turn to being uncomfortable with just the thought of the ifs and not putting in the action. And because of that, and you know, a lot of you know my story of me waking up every morning at 4:30 watching Frasier. And at one point I was just like, God, like, why do I just keep waking up at this time watching TV? And then circling back around to that, my passion has always been people and understanding people. And now, I want to say that almost 3 years later, graduated my associate's degree, and now I'm getting my bachelor's in human services. And again, very uncomfortable for me to move along, very uncomfortable for me this year. I have celebrated myself more than I can think of, which is not something that I do. I do small celebrations, but this year, like I've been really like announcing myself when I come in the room, of course. But so that uncomfortableness, is this a part of growing? And again, we can bloom from the top, but if our roots are rotted, we can only get so far in life, basically, now that I think about it. There's been many times, again, I've been uprooted. I always say, well, my everything consistent turned into inconsistency. That was an example of me just being uprooted from everything that I knew, everybody that I trusted, being removed from me for whatever reason, and just getting back to the basics of me and, you know, the basics of family. So I just wanted to put it out there to all my crown was out there. If you feel like, or you will feel like, you know, your roots are being suffocating themselves because it's time for you to move and you're scared, it's understandable. But there's a bigger pot for you to be in. There's a bigger moment for you to be in, I promise. Again, Crown Reeve is an extrovert. I'd be over here chilling, minding my business. From me podcasting to me going to school, just these things where I'm using my voice is me sitting or being stirred in a bigger pot. So yeah, so I just wanted to share that with all the crown was out there. Being comfortable doesn't mean that it's healthy. And again, blooming is important, but so are the roots. So I just wanted to share a crown moment. A crown moment is when your heart and your crown aligns. This crown moment comes from author Deanna LaRae, from her book Unraveled, and it is titled, Your Garden is Being Uprooted. I hope that listening to this brings a crown moment. I hope that your heart and your crown aligns. But thank you again for all the support that I have from all the crowns out there. I definitely appreciate your patience. Thank you so much for showing all the love. I feel it in my Beyonce voice. I love you deep. And thank you again. please check out crownless.com. If you miss my voice, you can always hear me on the Flowers for the Culture podcast with my good friend, Mr. Al P. Shout out to him, of course. And thank you again for pressing play. I am, again, trying to learn how to balance work life, school, and my love for creative content, which includes podcasting, in my website, crownless.com. Don't forget that you are crowned, and don't forget your crown, and don't forget there's always a bigger pot. Thank you.
When something is uprooted, it is removed from a comfortable and familiar location. Picture a garden. When not taken care of, that garden will grow weeds and develop unintended roots. The gardener comes to take out what is not supposed to grow there, and with each pluck and pull of the roots, the soil feels its removal. If the gardener does not uproot what is not intended for the soil, what was intended to grow will eventually be overshadowed by weeds that spread like wildfire, eventually and completely overtaking the garden. Left to your own devices, you will produce what was not intended, and I have seeds that will grow in abundance and overflow into other areas of my garden. There will be an overflow of abundance, so much that dead gardens will come to life from the fruit you allow me to grow here. A weed is a wild plant growing where it is not wanted and in competition with cultivated plants. What has grown now is in competition with what was cultivated. I cultivated something specific to grow through you that is being overtaken by the competition. Some roots are easy to uproot, and some roots are deep and take a bit of tugging. The soil will feel the deep ones the most, but these are the ones that, when surrendered by the soil, leave space for me to fill with the most seed. I am going after the deepest roots, and while being uprooted, they will hurt. But trust that what is placed in the space of those unwanted weeds will be the abundance of life. More than you alone will eat from my abundance. I know the uprooting hurts. I feel every tug and pull just as you do. It hurts more when the soil holds on to what is familiar, even if what feels familiar is overtaking the soil. The more the soil surrenders, the easier it will be for the gardener to uproot each weed.
Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. Hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Pete. Please visit MrAlPete.com and MPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Pete's podcast and other cool adults in the MPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownLess.com. Please follow CrownLess_COM on Instagram and CrownLess Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.